So, Emmanuel means God with us. What an expression of God's love for us is that? That God himself would become a human, become one of us? That's love. God has such undying love for us. He pursues us all the time. That song reminds me of God's grace, God's love, and how abundant it is. So our Almost Christmas series is continuing. It focuses on how we almost, but not really quite totally get what Christmas is about. That we are somehow are holding something back or not fully understanding what it is that Christmas is about and what we should do. We want to, but the truth is we don't buy in fully. And I find that this is true in my life, and I find that this is also true as we love. We find ourselves wanting to be all in, to be all together love, but we find ourselves holding something back, maybe out of fear or maybe out of an understanding that by being that open, by being that loving, that we open ourselves to being hurt. It can be scary to love fully, whether that is your spouse or your children or your God. We can find ourselves holding things back. Our inner thoughts, our inner feelings, sharing those opens us up to being hurt. And we sometimes hold things back. And altogether, love means being sold out for that person or that thing that you love. It means that you are willing to take some risks, not knowing what the outcome is going to be. 1 Corinthians 13, the 13th chapter, concludes with these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The truth of it is that love can conquer anything. It can overcome every obstacle in its way if we love with an all-together love. So what does an all-together love look like? An all-together love for God. What does that look like? You know, I've been doing some work in our new denomination, in our new conference, working with churches and pastors that have decided that this new denomination, the Global Methodist Church, is the way that they should go. And they're doing that because they are all together in love with God. And I have met pastors whose churches have decided to stay United Methodist, but they have gone forward with this commitment to the Global Methodist Church, not understanding if on January 1st, they're going to have a job. I mean, that is a part of what an all-together love for God looks like. Willing to take a risk, willing to go into the unknown, trusting that your love of God and God's love of you will be enough. That's just a small piece of what an all-together love looks like. In Scripture, there are endless examples of this kind of love for God. Moses, even though he is reluctant, Moses went forth. Elijah, Elisha, the apostles, Paul. Scripture is full of people who exemplify this all-together love for God. And I have shared with you before that one of my very favorites is Mary. She shows an all-together love for God, and her response to the angel Gabriel always touches my heart. I mean, this 14-ish year old girl is an inspiration to my life and to my faith. You'll remember that Mary was sort of in that in-between time with Joseph. They had been betrothed. They were engaged to be married, which for the custom at the time was basically married. She was living with her parents, and Joseph was preparing a home for them. And at the end of this year, there would be sort of a finalization of their vows, and they would be married. But they're as good as married. And we've talked last week some about how she's like nobody from nowhere. That 14-year-old girls don't swing very big influential sticks in that time. And so the text is where Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, comes to her and announces that this is going to happen. You got our scripture up there? In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me as you have said." And then the angel departed from her. It really inspires me to have a young girl respond in such a way. But before we dig into today's verse, there's just a really interesting juxtaposition that happens in the first part of Luke. So you'll remember that Zechariah was the husband of Elizabeth, and he was a priest, and it was his turn to go into the holies of holies, and this same angel Gabriel shows up and says, "Hey, your barren wife is going to have a baby. He's going to go before the Messiah and do his work for him, do work for him." And Zechariah asked a question, but he asked this question, "How do I know what you say is true?" And you'll recall that he was struck dumb and could not speak until he spoke to name his baby boy, John. And Mary asks a question, "How can this be?" And the angel answered the question. And I've always thought that was a really interesting juxtaposition of the priest asking this question in such a way that it casts doubt on what the angel Gabriel had said. And then you got Mary, this young girl, who doesn't really question it, other just sort of a question of clarity. I mean, how can I be pregnant? I'm a virgin. And there's this interesting juxtaposition here that the priest The grown-up is full of doubt. The child, the young one, the lowly one is full of faith. It's just an interesting juxtaposition that we see. And I read those and I look at those and I ask myself, which one would I be if an angel showed up and spoke to me? So as we talked about last week, we talked about sort of that Mary is this nobody from nowhere and that a 14-year-old girl is just a little bit above property in that world. The angel Gabriel shows up and says, "Greetings, favored one." And the text tells us that Mary is perplexed. She's confused by this greeting. Now, I really wonder, is it the greeting that she's confused about, or that an angel has just showed up and spoken to her? I mean, which is it? It's probably a lot of both. That an angel has showed up and spoken to her. But the greeting is pretty unique because of the greeting, the way that it can be interpreted is rejoice, for you have found favor with God. Rejoice, favored one. Then the angel looks at her and says what all angels say when they start talking to you: do not be afraid. That's how you know it's an angel, because at some point they will tell you, do not be afraid. But the angel speaks to her and says, you have found favor with God. I mean, that is, given the culture of the time, I mean, that's a blow-your-mind kind of statement. That this little 14-year-old girl would be the one that found favor with God. I mean, culture would say it's going to be a king or a prince or a governor, somebody important, somebody that the world says is important. But God chooses a girl. A girl, a nobody from nowhere, to bear the Savior of the world. And then he kind of adds to this sort of like, I don't know, it's like a cherry of assurance on top of it. In case you're not believing me, the old barren woman cousin that you've got, Elizabeth, she's pregnant. And I love this line. For nothing is impossible with God. The angel is almost assuring her that this all will come to pass because God has already done this. What can God do for you in this instance? And then this 14-year-old girl responds with this: here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me as you have said. This, brothers and sisters, is an altogether love of God. I mean, Mary is not stupid. She knows that there is trouble for her in the future. She's a 14-year-old married girl that is pregnant. I mean, she knows that it's going to be an embarrassment to her family. It's going to be an embarrassment in her community. She knows that she's going to have to tell Joseph that she's pregnant. I mean, can you imagine how that conversation went? We know in the Gospel of Matthew that it didn't go very well because he decided to quietly divorce her. But can you imagine the conversation that Mary had with Joseph? I'm pregnant. But don't worry, it wasn't another man, it was God. She didn't take any of these things into consideration when the angel told her this was going to happen. She just said, let it be with me as you have said. Oh, that I had the faith of a 14-year-old. She never doubted. That, my friends, is what an altogether love. I try to love God like that. I try hard to love God like that, in that altogether way, willing to take a risk, to do whatever he asks, no matter the consequences. But I don't know about you, but I find myself just holding a little something back. I want a little more assurance. I want a little more, it's going to be okay, from the angel or somebody, right? So what is it that you are holding back from being in this altogether love with God? What fear is keeping you from loving God as Mary did? Keeping you from loving God like Mary? I want to so badly, but I always feel like I just fall short. So what are you holding back from God? And why are you holding it back? Mary is an example of what an altogether love of God looks like. And God loves you in an altogether way. God became a human being and was a baby. I mean, God had to learn to walk and talk, only to die on a cross, that you might be forgiven. God has an altogether love for you. Try and love him back the same way. Try to respond as Mary responded. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me as you have said. Let us pray. Gracious God, help us in our unbelief. Help us in our fear. Help us to hold nothing back from loving you, from serving you. Help us to go forward with the courage of this 14-year-old girl, with the assurance that she has shown us in this text. Father, write this holy scripture on our heart, that we can love you in an altogether way. We pray this in Jesus' holy name, and all God's children said, amen.